I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Israel is on high alert as Palestinian militants threaten to avenge last week's Israeli artillery strike in northern Gaza. However, the uncertainty surrounding Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank is actually helping outreach in the Holy Land, says E3 Partners' Tom Doyle, who's in Israel.
This is the first time where I see that so many Jewish people are asking questions. They're listening. They feel very threatened right now. There's kind of a sense of despair and gloom, and that's always very good for the gospel.
Yesterday, Doyle was part of the dedication of the Gaza Baptist Church, where many Muslims are turning to Christ. Elsewhere, the gospel is going out in the Dominican Republic, but not without its challenges. Transworld Radio's Georgina Thompson says recording is frequently interrupted by neighborhood noise, plus they're literally outgrowing their space. Their solution? Purchase a single-family house, renovate it into an office and studio.
We have projects for near future for more radio production that we wouldn't be able to do in the conditions we are now. So in order to grow and expand and do a better job, we have concluded we need to move from the facilities we are. This is the only way for us to resolve these difficulties.
And Slavic Gospel Association is shifting to an in-country focus on how they're helping Bible-preaching churches across the Commonwealth of Independent States get humanitarian aid. As winter deepens across the CIS, churches try to respond to the community needs as well as keeping their leaders warm enough to continue outreach. Pray for the funds needed to make aid distributions available as needed. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.